Hello, everyone. Wonderful to see you. So today's practice, we're going to repeat what we did a couple of weeks ago, which is meditating on the ups and downs of experience. It's a really wonderful practice. It's very, very simple. Basically, what we're doing is resting in awareness and recognizing and staying with this expansive knowing of awareness out of which everything arises, be it joy, be it elation, be it feeling gnarly about something, feeling dull and thick, whatever it is that we're experiencing, we're just allowing and resting in awareness, which is bigger than the experience. So it just tunes in to whatever is arising in your experience. There's no right, there's no wrong, just simply knowing. Can most people hear me? Can anybody hear me? Yes. Okay, good. Oh dear, good. Yes. Sorry, who is it? Jane. Sorry, Jane. Maybe you can check your you can do a what do you call it? Like sound test. Test your speaker and microphone. And sometimes just testing it automatically comes on. With that said, I'll bring up the refuge and bodhicitta. We'll begin with that. And then I'll guide you through the practice. So before we begin chanting, let's just find a comfortable posture. So bringing awareness into the body, body on the cushion, mind in the body. Just knowing the body breathing. Maybe relaxing a little bit more with every out-breath. From this quality of presence, bringing awareness to your motivation for coming today, for joining this practice session today. Just connecting the heart. Touching into your innate goodness, your innate well-being. And knowing that each and every sentient being has this same innate well-being. These qualities of love, compassion, and wisdom. And as we bring to mind the sources of refuge, bringing to mind those that have really embodied, recognized these qualities, and tuning into the mind of bodhicitta, the wish for all beings to recognize these qualities. And so we'll chant refuge and bodhicitta together. In the Buddha, Dharma, and Supreme Assembly, I take refuge until enlightenment is achieved. May the merit of my generosity and other virtuous deeds lead to Buddhahood for the welfare of all beings. And the Four Immeasurables. Dung nao dang dung nao ki gyu dang dra wa gyu chi dung nao me pe de wa dum pa dang min dra wa gyu chi ni ring jak dang ni dang dra we dang yong jen po la Bhagyachi Dham Jen Dham Jede Wa Dham Dewe Gidan Dham Dampa Dang Mindra Wagyuchi Nirin Jag Dang Ni Dang Drawe Dang Yom Jempula Wagyuchi. May all sentient beings have happiness and its causes. May they be free from suffering and its causes. May they never be parted from sublime bliss, free from suffering. May they dwell in great equanimity, free from attachment and aversion to those near and far. And so just resting the mind as it is. Just allowing everything to be. Remembering the Mahamudra phrase, non-meditation, non-distraction, non-fabrication. Just being who you are. And so, as we rest the mind and the body in this way, just recognizing this quality of knowing, Awareness itself. Recognizing what is already here. And with this expansive, open, spacious quality of awareness, just noticing what is arising in our experience at this moment. Just tuning into and noticing how you're feeling. It could be that the mind is quite clear, vivid. Maybe the mind is quite quiet, non-conceptual. It might be a feeling of joy. And likewise, there could be a feeling of dullness, heaviness. Might be agitation, restlessness. So the practice here is, regardless, whatever our experience is right now. Just allowing these to arise, abide, and pass. Seeing if we can recognize the awareness out of which these experiences come from. So each time we notice, the mind has got carried away by thinking. We're already back. So the practice is to continue to just rest and allow whatever is here to be here. And all the while, seeing if we can connect with the awareness underneath that experience, out of which that experience manifests. So just continuing to practice like this for the rest of the session. In this practice of noticing up experiences or down experiences, we're really cultivating this quality of equanimity. It's seeing how awareness itself is non-judgmental. Awareness is unaffected. Really like sky, like the sky. So this practice is really about relaxing, allowing, really going for any grasping, any preference. And so as we come towards the end of the practice, maybe bringing to mind how incredibly fortunate we are to have these instructions, to find some freedom from these emotions that really take the mind over. Having these instructions that point us towards awareness itself. Complete freedom. Recognizing we're perfect just as we are. With this heartfelt appreciation for the practice. Again, opening our hearts, bringing to mind through this practice, may all beings recognize their true nature. May all beings go beyond the limitations of the conceptual mind. And so we'll recite the closing dedication. Domine nipe dranam pangene ega naci balam drupai nipe sole dru By this merit, may all attain omniscience and defeat the enemy wrongdoing from the stormy waves of birth, old age, sickness, and death. From the ocean of existence, may all beings be free. And so, as we dedicate the merit, we can think of anyone at this moment in time who is suffering in any way, be it through conflict, through whatever suffering they're experiencing. May any benefits, any merit from this practice ripple out and be of benefit to them. Thank you, everyone, for a beautiful session. I think this is the last of our Ganges Mahamudra Essence course. I hope you've really enjoyed it. And yeah, if you'd like to unmute yourselves and say hello to your fellow Dharma brothers and sisters. Thank you, everyone.
Hello,
Thank
everybody.
You.
Thank you, Kunzang.
Thank you.
Bye.
So
thank
much.
You.
Wonderful
Thank
week to
you.
all. Good to see you all.
Thank you. Thank you,
Thank you
Kunzang.
all.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Kunzang.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.